This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Koch Agriculture. I'm Riley Smith. Carbon capture projects can potentially boost rural communities. We'll have more right after this.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
With the USDA's 2023 farm sector income forecast predicting that farm income is going to decrease in 2023, farming communities are looking for ways to boost their economies and maintain higher income levels. Carbon capture technology could help in this by creating jobs, attracting investments, diversifying markets, and increasing the value of ag commodities like corn and ethanol. However, as shown by the recent carbon pipeline permit denials in North and South Dakota, that opportunity window may be closing. Joe Heinrich, executive director of the Smart Carbon Network, said the emotions in these carbon discussions can often draw the focus away from what's most important, making an effort to take advantage of carbon capture opportunities.
Oh, yes, definitely. And as we talked just before we went on the air, that it seems like we've gotten so much of talking about that puzzle. When I talk about that puzzle, to talk about that piece of the puzzle that's the transportation. And we've almost gotten to the point where, are you for or against the pipeline? And it's very emotional talking about that. And we're forgetting to talk about the whole concept of carbon capture and why it's important, why it's here, and why we need to, as the Midwest, both in agriculture and rural communities, to look at this as economic development, look at CO2 as a commodity. That's what I keep telling everybody. It's a commodity, and we need to work through it. If there's issues with the pipeline, as far as how it's going, you know, as far as the eminent domain, safety and those things, let's work through it. A lot of those questions can be answered, but we have to be listening to each other. We have to be good Midwesterners and take the time to respectfully have the discussion. And that's what we've been trying to do. And I think there's that opportunity right now as we look at the potential that maybe some of this actually isn't going to happen. How is that going to affect the economy in the upper Midwest?
For more information, visit smartcarbonnetwork.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.